All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Do you really believe in you? Do you ultimately believe in you? Or do you let others control what you want and what they think of you? You have the right to hold on to your greatness. You have the right to believe in your greatness. Why can't you just understand that you have to be the one to take the steps that are necessary to be great? So if you're sitting around being miserable because you don't believe in yourself, then that's your situation that you got to dig yourself out of. Greatness is within you. And understand that it's yours. It doesn't belong to anyone else. Your greatness is yours. Just believe in it and go after it and hold on to it. And from the bottom of my heart, conduct your business. Believe in you when no one else does. Understand that your purpose will be fulfilled. It may not be today. It may not be tomorrow. It may not be next week. But it's coming. I believe in you. I trust in your abilities. I trust that you're going to make it. But do you trust it? Do you believe it? Are you going to stand on it? No more regrets. You're not dead yet. They have not put anything that relates to death on your books. They're waiting for you to fail. But wait a minute. Uh-oh, guess what just happened? You made it. You're on top of the world. You're on top. I believed in you. I knew you could do it. I knew you had it in you. Believe in yourself.
If you believe yourself to be limited in some way, whether or not it is true, it becomes true for you. If you believe it, you will act as if you were deficient in that particular area of talent or skill. Overcoming self-limiting beliefs and self-imposed limitations is often the biggest obstacle standing between you and the realization of your full potential. If you absolutely believe that you are destined to be a big success, you will walk, talk, and act as if everything that happens to you in life is part of a great plan to make you successful. And as it happens, this is how the top people think in every field. Top people look for the good in every situation. They know that it is always there, no matter how many reversals and setbacks they experience. They expect to get something good out of everything that happens to them. They believe that every setback is part of a great plan that is moving them inexorably toward achieving the great success.
We joined because we believed. We stayed because we were committed. We left because we were disillusioned. But we came back because we were lost. Without a dream, we are nothing. Believe you can get what you want like a child, not an adult. Adults are too skeptical. So the formula really reads, make plans like an adult and believe in them like a child. And the most incredible things will happen. Just try it for 90 days. Just try it. Are you ready to take that first step? Are you ready to force yourself to get it done? Because I believe you can, and I believe you will, let's take this journey together, step by step, day by day, until we reach the pinnacle of our potential. You have within you the strength the determination, the resilience to overcome any obstacle and reach any summit. Believe in yourself and your ability to make a difference in your life and the lives of those around you.
Ask, believe, receive. You can never lose faith. That's the key. You have to believe in something that you can't see. You have to believe when you can't, when you don't see no way how. You have to buckle down and keep believing. God is always coming. Here's the deal. The moment you ask God for something, he boxes it up and he ships it to you. Here's the problem with the package. He never gives you the date that it's going to arrive. It's going to come. He just don't tell you when.
Never allowing a situation or circumstance to define your life, and understanding that you got something inside of you that's greater than that situation or the circumstance, but you have to constantly believe it. And not only believe it, you have to make decisions and choices every single day that put you a step forward toward what you believe your destiny is. If a person believes in you in a way that you don't believe in yourself, you can rent that person's belief until you get strong enough to possess your own, right? And you use that person's belief to fuel you every single day, right? Because you can have a level of belief with what you're doing, but you can go back to a certain set of circumstances that tell you, nah, it's not gonna happen. And so you rent that person's belief until you get strong enough to possess your own.
Love yourself. Believe in yourself.
You gotta just be whoever the hell God or whoever the hell you believe in. If you believe in nothing but yourself, I don't care what it is. You gotta take everything and throw it away.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Just be flexible, believe more, do more, want more.
There's not an alignment in what this guy believes and does. There's a lot of internal battles. And let me tell you, the worst type of battles are not a battle with anybody else outside. The worst, most painful, frustrating battles I've ever faced in my life is me against me. Biggest. It's never been against anybody else. It's been me against me.
I feel like you can will yourself into a good space. Mm-hmm. Things that are meant to happen will. And if you believe in yourself enough, you can help yourself learn. You can inspire, you know, yourself in different ways where you can actually discipline yourself.
I believe in me. If you stop believing in me, I'm not going to believe in myself any less. The day that you start living your life according to everybody else's opinion is the beginning of the end.
They take little action, little results. Why? Because they have to start with a problem with their belief. They don't believe it's really going to happen. For people say, I tried. What they're really telling me is I have a story that says I should try this, but it's really not going to work. So I give it a half weird attempt and it didn't work. And now I can tell people I tried. What you really got to do is learn to change your emotion, your state, change your story. And then you can find the strategy or you can make the strategy to work. I constantly believe you got to feed your mind and challenge your body, because the mind body works together. You know, what stops people, as we said, is fear. Well, fear is physical. You feel it in your throat, your gut. But if you do something really physically strong on a regular basis, you develop a new emotional habit, and that emotional habit will get you to follow through and do things differently that people won't do. It's really not that complex. There are a few habits in your life that truly could change your whole life.
And each and every time I say that I believe in you and I love you, it is not because I'm short of words, as you already know. It's because I do. Plan now. Now you can believe yourself. See, you set big goals and dreams and you have desires, and then you don't achieve it, but you don't achieve it because you didn't set the plan in place. You didn't do the details, and then you stop believing you can do it. And then you do the biggest tragedy. You stop dreaming. You stop hoping. You stop stretching yourself. You stop listening to your GPS, your God placement system that says you've been put here on a divine assignment. And your assignment may change over years. Guess what? Your assignment you had 15 years ago may be very different from the assignment on your life today. Your job is to turn down the volume in your head, the volume of judgment, the volume of fear, the volume of worry, the volume of perfection. Turn down the volume in your head and turn up the volume in your intuition. Two things I want you to know and remember. One, I believe in you.
And two, I love you because I do.
You always want to outwork your potential. As hard as you believe you can work harder than that.
I've never met somebody with a fantastic life who did not completely and utterly believe in themselves. I've never seen somebody massively succeed and they didn't believe in themselves, ever. I've never seen somebody who just allows life to happen to them and become blown off course by some sadness, end up doing massively monumental and important things. I've never seen it.
One of the things I have realized, and many of us have, that if you want something out of life, if you want to change yourself, if you want to acquire something, if there's some goal that you want to reach, then it's really not easy, as some people will make us feel. That living your dream, changing your behaviors, overcoming negative habits, it's challenging. It's hard. That living alone is just very difficult. And once we begin to come to grips with the fact that living is difficult, life is very challenging. Always something. You will never ever have a problem-free moment in life. So how do we begin to nurture that hunger? What are the characteristics or the qualities of people that are hungry? What will it take for me to get some of the things that I want? And being hungry for those things, number one, you've got to work on yourself. It's very important that you engage in an ongoing process to develop you. Spend more time on yourself than what you've been spending.
It's got to be clear to you right now that you need to get better. You always talking about somebody else. I'm coming to you, my friend. I'm talking to you. It's just me and you. You need to get better. Stop talking about everybody else and what they need to do. What do you need to do? Every year, you must improve. You must improve. Why? Because your life will always be a reflection of you. Who you are will ultimately yield you a result. So the question is, if you don't like the result, you got to go back to you. If you want a different result, you need to improve you. So if you want to make more money, you must become somebody different.
Never met anybody who became incredibly successful in any area of their life until they had suffered and sweated and sacrificed and kept their focus and fought through tears and trials and tests. And if you have a dream and you commit to it, it will come to pass. Though the vision tarry, wait for it. It's not just the beginning, it's also the end.
Believe in yourself and know that it is not over for you. It's an interesting thing about life, I've also found, that if you don't have the courage to act, sometimes and particularly if you have something special to do, life will move on you.
We also know something else. We know that your self-concept is subjective. In other words, what you think and feel and believe about yourself is not based on reality. It's not based on fact. It's based on information that you have taken in and accepted as real, and as a result, it has become true for you. Most of our self-limiting beliefs have no basis whatever in reality.
Well, even this is what God wants me to do. Faith is in believing something you have not yet seen.
Ask yourself, what you say, is it what you do? What you do, is it aligned with what you say? If it is, you believe in yourself. If it's not, you don't like yourself. And when you don't like yourself, you're insecure, you don't like what you're doing, you don't really like being around, you yourself are like, man, I don't like this person because this person's full of it.
Work hard on yourself and develop the graces. All of the stuff necessary to become more valuable to the marketplace. I'm telling you, your whole life can explode in a chip. Promotions, no problem. Becoming more valuable to the company, I'm telling you, no problem. Money, no problem. Economics, no problem. Future, no problem. You just go to work on the right thing. Not get things out there to change. Don't try to change the seed. Don't change the soil. Don't change the sunshine. Don't change the rain. Don't change the mix of seasons. Let the miracle of everything that's available work for you and start working on the inside. Work on your philosophy. Work on your attitude. Work on your personality. Work on your language. Work on the gift of communication. Work on all of your abilities. And if you'll start making those personal changes, I'm telling you, everything will change. Don't doubt the future. Don't doubt the possibilities. Don't doubt the extraordinary gifts that your distributors bring to your organization. Don't doubt that. Here's the most important one of all. Don't doubt yourself. If I've got miracle working power to change my life, so do you. If I've got the ability to change, so do you. If I've got the ability to read, so do you. If I can discover, so can you. If I can grow, you can grow. If I can develop, you can develop. If I can get an invitation like I got 6 years ago, help take something around the world, so can you. If I can stand on this platform, Idaho farm boy raised in obscurity, so can you. If the millionaire team can do it, president's team can do it, walk off with the diamonds, the trophies, so can you. I'm asking you, don't sell yourself short.
My philosophy was a very simple one. If I could work that hard every day, being blessed with the physical tools that I have, what would my career be? And I made a promise to myself from that day that I was going to work that hard every single day so that when I do retire, I have no regrets. And that was the most important thing for me, is to leave no stone unturned, get better every single day. And if I lived that way, then over time, you know, I'd have something that was beautiful. But that was my philosophy. It seems like a pretty simple one, but you know, if you live your life to just get better every single day, you do that for 20 years, I mean, what do you have?
Are you watching me? Watch this. There are so many negative people that are around you right now, and some of them are undercover. They cover their heads so their feet don't show. They cover their feet so their head don't show. They just get by with you. Are the same people at your front door with their hand out, telling you, I believed in you. I knew you could do it. I knew you had it in you. But wait a minute. 5 years ago, you said I should do it. 5 years ago, you didn't even call me. 5 years ago, when I was down, you didn't lift me up when I needed you the most. Now look at me. And look at you. You see what I'm saying, people? It's never been that you cannot make it, because we all can make it. But you got to make the right choices. You got to make the right ideas manifest themselves. And you got to stand and lift it up. Don't tear it down. You are the one that is responsible for whatever is going to come out of your life at this moment. And yes, there are going to be many obstacles in your way. You got to learn how to bob and weave, stick and move with a purpose. Stop holding yourself back.
First thing, you have to believe you're the fucking man, you can achieve anything. And when I say that, I'm going to say that again. You have to believe you're the fucking man. You have to believe you can achieve anything. I'm not saying you can achieve anything easily. I'm not saying it's not going to take a whole bunch of work. I'm not saying it's going to happen quickly. You have to believe you can achieve anything. I'll tell you something now. I don't give a fuck about being an astronaut. I don't care about climbing Mount Everest. You give me enough time to train, I will get it done. I know that for a fact, because I know who I am as a man. That's the first thing.
He said, if you will spend one extra hour each day studying your chosen field, you'll be a national expert in that field in 5 years or less. I started doing the math. An hour extra a day, so let's say 5 days a week, 50 weeks a year, that's 1,250 hours over 5 years. If I spent, me, just ordinary me, 1,250 hours studying one subject, wow, yeah, I could actually be a national expert.
No matter how much you improve, no matter how much you change who you are, it's not permanent. You don't just wake up and say, oh my God, man, you're David Goggins. You break records, you do this, you do that. People don't know, how are you able to just be so hard that I never turn the fucking thing off? Because once it turns off, I go right back to the David Goggins that is. And that's the guy that I'm constantly fighting every day.
Concerning yourself about what other people are saying and what they think. But make no mistake, your ideas needs to prosper. So to some extent, we need people.
You want your ideas to grow. You want your dreams to come alive. And you must be alive inside. Because you got to be the one to stand up and believe that you have possibilities within you. But you can't go anywhere if all you're thinking about is the doubts. It's going to be a tough time, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to be rough. It's going to be some tough times and tough days ahead for you. But that doesn't mean your ideas are going to die. That doesn't mean that you stop. It doesn't mean you stop believing in yourself. You just got to keep on working. When you got people looking at you from the left side and the right side, from the front to the back, and you in the middle, just remember, everybody's watching.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.